Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Hidden Costs Kill Startups. Avoid these now. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's something that might surprise you. 90% of entrepreneurs fail not because their idea is bad, but because they didn't account for 3 invisible costs that drain their business before they even realize what hit them. These aren't line items on your budget. They're silent killers hiding in plain sight. Let's start with the time displacement cost. Think of your time like a river. Every hour you spend working in your business instead of on your business, you're redirecting that river away from growth. Most entrepreneurs think they're being smart by doing everything themselves, but here's the reality check. Your $10 an hour tasks are literally preventing your $100 an hour breakthroughs. You become the bottleneck in your own success story. The second hidden cost is what I call the decision fatigue tax. Research shows the average entrepreneur makes 35,000 decisions per day. Every micro decision about fonts, colors, or which email to answer first depletes your mental energy for the big strategic choices that actually move the needle. This hidden tax shows up as poor judgment calls and missed opportunities when it matters most. Then there's the perfectionism penalty. Perfectionism masquerades as quality control, but it's actually momentum's worst enemy. Every extra week you spend perfecting something costs you market position and invaluable customer feedback. Here's the truth. Done is better than perfect when you're building traction. Let me tell you about Sarah. She spent 6 months perfecting her app design while her competitor launched a good enough version, captured 80% of the market share, and used real customer feedback to improve iteratively. When Sarah's perfect app finally launched, she was entering an already dominated market. Here's your actionable takeaway for this week. Identify one task you're doing that someone else could handle for less than your hourly rate. Delegate it. Use that freed up time for revenue-generating activities instead. Your business will thank you. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.